You've got wine tastings, wine seminars, cooking demonstrations, cookbook signings, celebrity chefs coming in. You've got gala parties with food and wine all over the place. And then, of course, you've got all around the world showcase are the kiosk from the various countries. There's just something for everybody.
It's a little bit pricey, though, right?
It's, some of the items are $11, which isn't so much.
Right.
But you have to pay for admission into Epcot first for almost all of these. And so that $11 event suddenly is costing more, around $100. Those are some of the inexpensive ones, the $11. They used to be free. The wine seminars, the cooking demonstrations, all you had to do was stand in line and maybe a winery representative would be there and you'd get to taste a few wines. And it was included in the price of admission to the park. Well, they started saying, well, I think we might be able to make something off of that. And so they are.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's fair,
right.
but it's the
but
way.
But understandable, anyway.
It's the way they do it now. But some of the events then can go really, really quite pricey. We're talking maybe the Party for the Senses, which happens every Saturday during the 6 weeks. They've got, I don't know how many food stations, but you've got Disney chefs and usually whatever celebrity chefs are visiting that week. And they're in that huge world show place that you could store a dirigible in. It's so, so big. And you've got food and the wine. And I think usually they have someone from Cirque du Soleil doing some performances. And it's just, it really is a party. That's about $145 plus the admission in. And a few years ago, they started implementing an upgrade to that for $115 more. And they kind of fenced off a little area within the event space. And that gave people a place to sit down, a guaranteed place to sit down, a little premium bar for them. But $115 more on top of the $145, on top of the admission to the park. But get this, they've sold out the premium upgrade for several of the events already. So a lot of people are really serious about going and they don't care how much they have to spend.
So that triple tier spending, they've sold out those seats.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess there are some really big fans of this.
It's pretty amazing. Well, people fly in from all over the country, all over the world for this every year. And you can do some things that aren't going to cost a whole lot. Walking around the World Showplace and looking at all the kiosks and sampling the foods and the wines that they set up. And these are going to cost you anywhere from $3 to $8 a sample. Just like going to a tapas restaurant, you can really start adding those up. So what I recommend people do is that they take two laps around. And the first lap to just kind of look at each kiosk, kind of take a look at the food, see which ones they want, make a list. And then on the second lap, stop, buy the food, buy the wine, sample, move on to the next one. Put a limit on it.
I imagine it's pretty easy to get $3 here, $8 there, $11 here, and it starts to add up pretty quickly. But it's good that there are some less expensive options that also sound like they taste pretty good. Have you heard of any favorites, and do you have your own favorite?
For some reason, everybody loves the cheddar cheese soup at the Canadian Pavilion, and I just don't get it. It's just melted cheese, basically, but it's the number one seller. What I like is the scallop and lobster fisherman's pie.
Ooh.
At the Little Ireland kiosk. And that's worth the money.